Pleasant?
Yeah.
Thought I better check in with you. This is Hubert.
Good. How are you getting along?
Well, we're having a fine time out here in the West.
Where are you?
I'm at Seattle now.
Good.
We stopped at Bismarck this morning for that big Western States Power and Water Resources Conference, and then into Glasgow, Montana. At the request of Mike, we had a very fine meeting there. It was bad weather, but we had a good crowd. And then on to Spokane, and now out to Tacoma, Washington, Tacoma, Seattle. So I left Des Moines this morning. Last night at Des Moines, we had big testimonial dinner for Governor Hughes. They had about 6,000 people there.
How are we doing? And we just got a poll. Didn't look too good.
In Iowa?
Yeah.
Well, I talked to the governor about that and some of his people. He thinks that it needs some work, all right, but he feels that we're going to do quite well. The governor is very popular there, and he feels that the state's going to come good, but I think we got to do a little work. I think your visit next week to Des Moines will be very effective. They put an awful lot of Republican power in there, a lot of Republican money. And I'm coming back into Iowa for a couple of meetings in another week, for another 2 weeks or so. After a week, about a week after you've been there, into other areas, not into Des Moines. The meeting in Detroit at the National Guard Association was mainly a policy meeting, you know, on our defense matters. I got that stuff worked up at the Defense Department. We had a good audience, but we had a very good downtown audience. It wasn't as big as it ought to have been. They just hadn't done a good enough job, but we had several thousand people there at noon. Took care of Mr. Goldwater's statement on you being soft on communism.
Yeah.
We saw that on TV. Shades of Nixon.
Yeah, Nixon's one told him to do it, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We've had a little fun with that here. We're going to have I want to just tell you a little bit about down in Georgia way, because I heard that you might be somewhat concerned about it. At the first stop at Moultrie, a little bit of a town which nobody should have let us stop at, we would have had, I'd say, about a fourth of the audience that were belligerent Goldwaterites. But I just stood my ground and waited until they calmed down.
Yeah.
And then I complimented the young people on their courtesy and their hospitality. And I complimented the people on Georgia for having voted Democratic, and complimented them on their support of you. And I got wonderful, good applause at the end of the meeting as a result of being patient and understanding and not being too flustered. At Tipton, we had a very good crowd. It was a high noon. It was hot. And I would say that meeting went off very well. At Atlanta, we had the biggest JJ dinner they ever had. And it was enthusiastic. And on the way into Atlanta, we had about 10,000 college students there, out of those colored colleges, that met us in the middle of the street, somewhat along the fashion that you run into. And then when we arrived at the hotel, there were 2,000 to 3,000 people outside the entrance of the hotel. So the Atlanta meeting, I would say, was a good plus, but I think you ought to check that out more or less with the governor.
I talked to him, and he thought it was excellent. He thought everything was excellent except the one place where you weren't supposed to stop, and he said that they oughtn't have scheduled it.
Well, I agree. I don't know who the heck did it, but...
I wouldn't let them let me stop unless they'd cleared it with the local people.
Well, I couldn't agree. I've just raised Cain about that, and that won't happen again. I would say this, however, that the effect of that somewhat shocked the southern sense of decency. And the local Episcopal minister there and the Methodist minister came up to me afterwards and said, our people in our church will hear about this. He said, the Methodist minister there told me that you've done more good here by standing your ground and being patient and being considerate than anything that could have been done. Also, the police officers told us that all of these people that were at Moultrie were brought in. They were not even of the locality, which infuriated the local people.
See, Nixon says tonight we got to pull out gracefully as possible or win. And Vietnam, and he had a very small crowd in Burlington, Vermont, but he's going into 36 states. And I've just told McCarthy today I thought he ought to follow him.
I think he should too.
And I think we ought to get all the help we can for him.
This Republican Truth Squad's been going around. I've just been ridiculing him a little bit. I guess get a good response out of it. I said to put Poos in the charge of that crowd, like putting a fox in charge of the chicken coop. And we just don't pay too much attention to them. They don't get too much copy. But they're nitpicking around and trying to do a few things here and there, but they really don't have any effect. I do think it's terribly important for you to go into that Southland. It's coming our way. There isn't any doubt about it, but they need your physical presence. They just need to see their president. These people are brave. I'll tell you, when I spoke there at Atlanta and complimented Landrum on the poverty bill, he broke down and wept right in the audience. Pilcher was there, and Weltner was there, and these boys were taking their stand. And the highway commissioner, who is very, very popular, a man by the name of Gillis, was with us all the way through. And the REA people are with us. The Farm Bureau people down there are with us. And they're going to, once you show the flag down there, it'll be all over. There isn't any doubt in my mind about that at all. But they need you.
Well, I'm going, and Lady Bird's going next week, and if we can get this damn Congress out. I had a very unfortunate thing. I got them to agree to recess so we wouldn't kill medical care, and if we had a good victory, we could come back here and pass it.
Yeah.
If we picked up 25, 30 congressmen,
yeah,
those that we lost would be wanting jobs, and Wilbur would have an effect on him. And I called the Speaker and Albert, and we agreed, and I called Mike to tell him, and goddamn Mike didn't walk right in and tell Dirksen on the floor in the newspapers. And he got the damnedest fight started. Now they haven't got the votes to recess.
Okay.
And didn't do anything to get his name in the paper. Now I guess we'll have to adjourn. And that means with Medicare, I don't know whether we can pass it next year or not.
Well, I'll tell you, he made another statement today about the president and the vice presidential candidates walking into the crowds and all that. And I've been every press conference, they want to know what I think about that.
Well, just tell them that the Secret Service has never had the slightest concern,
yes,
or anybody else that you know of that knows anything about it. That's the way to cut him.
Well,
for shaking hands with high school kids or American citizens. What they need is to cover the route that a candidate follows, the buildings and the cowards that lurk in the dark. There's not any problem with getting out shaking hands. Kennedy shook hands with three or four groups.
Yeah.
That wasn't what killed Kennedy. No president's ever been assassinated by shaking hands with somebody or being a crowd. They're assassinated when they go to a theater or when they drive down the street and somebody can hide and so forth.
That's right. That's about what we've been saying about it. And I've just simply said that the President of the United States is a man of the people, and this is a government by the people. And possibly the most dangerous part of his trip is after he leaves the crowd and goes to the airport, not while he's with the people of the United States. Well, I think, Mr. President, I just wanted to report to you that I feel very encouraged. I must say that the people are very strong for you. They really are. And, it looks good to me, but we need to, the South, we need to firm up simply for their good, not for your good.
If you got any friends in the House, if any of the Blatniks or anybody else who are really your friends, there's one little boy in California named Edwards,
yes,
that got up today and demanded that that Miller tell him why he got this $200,000 in retainers for 10 years. Somebody ought to get up and demand that they throw this this Felt man, the head of this corporation, off of the vice president's plane,
yes,
off of Miller's plane. We ought to keep that going a little bit. And just ask them to get up and say that the tickers say that the president of this Felt company that's paid him nearly $200,000 and had him speaking for him up in the House on these various bills is now on the vice president's plane. And that ought to be looked into, and they ought to get that fellow off the plane. He ought got no right campaigning, and ask him, the newspapers, to ask him what function he's performing, and then we're going to turn over the vice presidency to the Lockport Fell Company.
Yes, sir. Edwards is one of our friends, but we'll get some more of them. I'll call John Blatnick right away. And
well, just tell him to get you three or four to stay after this guy the next three or four days they're up here, because that takes the heat off us.
Yes, sir.
because we're going to have enough Billy Saul Esteses and Bobby Bakers that and they just up every day talking about our communism and soft on it and so forth.
Yeah. But I want to tell you that's the best flip they ever made. If they, I'm glad they did that on the end of September, because they'll never be no brother. That one really is a dilly. What we're going to do, I just want to report one other thing out here in California, since Mr. Nixon has gotten in the act. I've just gotten a full review of Nixon's statements on Goldwater. And when Challenger and Humphrey go up the valley on the train, which we're going to do, we're going to have a little debate. We're going to have the debate between Goldwater and Nixon.
That's good.
The two of us are just going to read those statements.
That's good.
And then after we're through with that one, why, we'll take on the Rockefeller Goldwater statement, and then they will take on the
Scranton.
The Scranton and the Romney.
Read that letter, Scranton.
And we got that nice letter, and we thought we'd just keep that show going for a little while.
Now, we got NBC gives California to the Republicans. And Gallup this week, he's the best pollster we got, shows that we dropped 3% last week, and he gained 3. That's not good. It's psychologically bad.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't like it. Because if we did that every week, now that's over a 5-week period.
Well, I want to say, Mr. President, I'm convinced that, and I'm not trying to be just a congenital optimist about this thing. These people are highly organized. They're very organized. They're very rude. They're very mean. They're at every airport with their signs. They push our people out of the way. I've had to tell our folks to get our people in front of them. They really try their damnedest to embarrass everybody. But when they see you, when these people see you, when you start taking this tour, this is going to break their back. Because Mr. Goldwater, I think, is within 2 degrees of blowing his sack right now, the way he shoots. And all this trip that you're about to take is very timely and very, very...
Well, now we're going to do it, but you ought to get 3 or 4 men, if you've got any friends on that plane, tell them to ask Goldwater how he justifies his 89-year-old mother being on the payroll at $4,900 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now that'll just really, he talks to us about Bobby Baker, but he's been deducting that from his taxes. It ought to come out of here. It ought to come from your planes or some of their people.
Mm-hmm.
And you ought to get you 2 or 3 congressmen here that'll get up and say, now Miller's got the president of this Feld company touring with him, and he's got $200,000 from him. What did he do with that $200,000? And there ought to be an investigation of it. And we have found now that Bobby Baker gave Turkson $5,100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not going to be too bad if they really want to get rough. But I think if you just told them that you don't want to be quoted, but you heard from a newspaper man you consider very reliable, and Associated Stores can confirm it, that his mother doesn't need any Medicare. He's been paying her out of the corporation and deducting his business expense $4,900.
Mm-hmm.
Now the truth of it is Internal Revenue caught him, and he backed up, and he's reduced it to $1,200.
Yeah.
But she's 90 years old, still getting $1,200, and the government's paying 52% of it.
We'll do our damnedest. We'll
find somebody. You ought to have a Trist cough in there.
We've got a couple here that I think we can work with.
I just call them in and say, now, while they're talking, while they want a little investigation here on Miller, he's talking about the covenants and so forth, that you just think it might be a good thing.